Hello, everyone. You're listening to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Chandler Monet, and welcome to episode 4. Today, Colby McAllister will be sharing what inspired him to write his first book. Colby McAllister is 10 years old and loves to write. His favorite food is cheeseburgers, and he eats them as much as possible. Colby lives in Clinton, Maryland area with his parents and younger sister. He also has older siblings that he enjoys hanging out with as well. Colby, and a rising sixth grader, attends Potomac Landings, and his favorite subject is reading. Colby became a young, aspiring author while in the second grade, when Jess Kenny came to his school for a book signing. From that point on, he decided to write books on his own. His journey started slow, but he is excited about the progress he has made to become an author. He says you should always pursue your dreams. So, hello, Colby.
Hello.
10 years old. That's crazy to be writing your first book.
Mm-hmm.
Did it take a long time, or was it like a process, or did it come like naturally to you?
It took a very, very long time. It took a couple of months.
Yeah, it's a process, but it's a beautiful book. What's the title of your book?
The Adventures of Colby McAllister, The Origin Story.
Cute. That's so nice. I can't believe you wrote your own book at 10 years old. That's so impressive. So my first question for you is, your attitude and the way you carry yourself makes you a hero to your peers and or family. Who is your hero and why?
I would say my hero is my dad because he always supports me in whatever I do. I know my mom does the same, but he is the same gender as me, and it's kind of different in what type of way he supports me, and just whatever he does just helps me on how my life goes and makes it flow.
I understand that. I feel like me and my mom have a close connection because, like you said, like we're the same gender, so we can understand things together and more collectively. So that's really sweet how your dad is your hero. My next question for you is, was there a defining moment in your life that steered you in the direction for success?
One defining moment that steered me into success was, it was when my mom would take me to the library, and I know I was like really little, so I wouldn't want to read, I wouldn't want to do anything, but she kept pushing me to read even though I was little. But now that I know how to read and do everything, I made myself a book and everybody likes it.
That's so sweet. Your mom and my mom are very connected in that way. She always pushed me to go further, but I read anyway. I never had a problem like go pick up a book and read. Like I was always reading. It was a problem to the point where like I just like wouldn't be social because I was just sitting and reading the whole time. But yeah, my mom would push me all the time too, and she still pushes me today. And I feel like that she's the one that brought me to where I am and everything. So your mom and I are very similar in that way. My next question for you is, what would you like someone to know about you that people don't already know?
Something I would want people to know about me that they already don't know is, my book is based on bullying, and I know I said I don't even think I said I've been bullied in nearly all grades, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. That's been like my entire school life in elementary school, and that's just how, I mean, that's what I can say about myself that people don't know. I've been bullied throughout my entire school year.
Right, okay. So I wouldn't say I was bullied also, but I also was kind of like out there. I wasn't like in a part of a clique or something like that, because like I said earlier, I read a lot and I wasn't very social, and I did find a group of people that did share the love of reading too, but I wasn't always like a part of the popular group per se. But yeah, I was I was just a little oddball sometimes, and throughout my whole life, it kind of, like, defined me as a person, and I grew to be, like, well, I don't need to have everyone do the same thing I do, and people don't have to like what I do all the time, but I'm still going to keep being me, and that's okay. So I think that's something that we both share. So my next question for you is, how has this coronavirus affected your life, and what are you doing to stay in the positive zone?
The coronavirus, well, the COVID-19, whatever, it affected my life to where the point I can't go, for everyone, I can't go outside. Usually, sometimes I can't play with my friends outside. I can't go to stores, certain stores. I can't go to restaurants. If coronavirus wasn't here, we were all going to celebrate my book in, like, a restaurant or something like that. But since it is here, I can't do that. Something else I can't do is, like, I can't celebrate my birthday. I can't, like I said, I can't celebrate anything. Like, me, all of our family going to a restaurant. Another thing, which is probably the last thing, I can't go out for, if somebody wanted a book signing, I can't give them a book signing. If I could, like, schedule somewhere, it couldn't be, like, a book signing for anybody. I can only, like, sign books and put them in people's mailboxes or something like that.
Yeah, this new kind of way that we have to live in our lifestyle now is very different from what it used to be. And my brother and my sister both have, like, summer birthdays. Their birthdays passed, like, a couple weeks ago, and they weren't able to celebrate the way they wanted to. And, I mean, it does suck because it's your birthday. You want to celebrate with the people you love, your friends. You want to go out. And we can't really do things like that anymore because this virus is having us to separate from things like that. And it's really kind of sad. And I felt really bad for them. And I just hope that things can go back to normal soon. But with that being said, we're going to go straight into our break, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. Show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasted on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. All right, everyone, welcome back. Again, I am here with Colby McAllister, a 10-year-old author of Colby McAllister, The Origin Story. So, Colby, my next question for you is, what is the advice that you would give yourself?
Advice that I would give myself is always stay positive and give yourself some hope all the time. If you're down, just know that life is good, and, you know, just stay positive.
That's something that I need to learn myself because, you know, when you get upset about something and if it's like kind of just sitting with you and there's nothing really you can do about it right there, it's kind of like, it just makes matters worse. And I like how you say how we have to, you know, just be positive about it. And I think that's something that myself and others can work on as well. So my next question is, who was the most influential person in your life?
The most influential person in my life? I think it'll probably be my dad, because, like, back when the other question when I said he was my hero, like, he knows, well, what is saying, gender and stuff like that. Like, It's probably going to be nearly the same thing, but he teaches me how to be, like, a man. Just stop doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing, all that stuff. Teaches me, well, I know my mom would teach me how to do homework, but when he does it, it's a little bit more easier and a little bit more fun, but it's fun working with my dad. That's the main reason why he is my influencer.
That's sweet how he makes it kind of enjoyable for you and tries to help you through the process. Would you say that you and your dad are kind of like best friends?
Yeah.
What's something that you guys like to do together a lot?
Something that we would like to do together a lot is usually play football out in the yard or play basketball out on the court.
Does he give you, like, pointers and things like that to help you get better at it?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. So my next question for you is, what gives you hope?
What gave me hope? Probably my family. My family and God. Mostly God, because he wakes me up in the morning. He gave me, like, he gave me the power and the, well, basically 90% of my hope. And he teach me, well, I know my, I said my mom teach me how to read, but he teach me how to do nearly everything in my life, because without him, I wouldn't even be talking to you guys right now on the phone.
Yes, absolutely. I love your connection with God. I am myself a Christian, and I hope to really see God through everything and everything that I do, like waking up and being like, God woke me up this morning. I need to be grateful for that. And he gave me a meal to eat. I should be grateful for that. I should be grateful that he woke my parents up this morning, my siblings up this morning. There's so many things that we're all works of God and we have to thank him for, and we can never repay him. And I love that you're so young and you're starting to realize what God has done for you and how he can help you in your life. That I feel that is so sweet, and I feel that you're going to grow up and you're going to keep growing with his grace, and I think you're going to be a very spiritual person in that way. And I hope that you have the courage to share this openly with other people as well as you're sharing it here on my podcast. So my next question for you is, how does faith help you?
How does faith help me? Because I believe in God. He pushes me to be the person I am now. And it's just, he's very helpful in any way for anybody. He's helpful in any way and for anything you do in life. Just example, like me writing a book.
I'm like baffled right now that you are so with God. I don't think I've ever met someone as young as you that uses God as such a close example, and I'm so pleased that you have that kind of relationship with him. And I think, again, like, everyone needs to think of everything that God has done for them, and like, he's the one that brought us here. He's the one that brought me here to make this podcast. He's the one that brought you here to speak on my podcast and share your story. And I just thank him for that. And I think that he's using you to share his grace and his love and his spirit. And I think that you're going to be such an amazing young man, and you're going to do so many great things through his grace. And if you keep looking towards him, he will give you whatever you desire. He will give you everything that you need. And if you keep going in this path, I think that it'll be very great for you. So that was my last question. I'm honestly kind of sad because you're so sweet and I want to hear more from you. But everyone, you can buy his book on Amazon.com. It is Colby McAllister, The Origin Story. And you can get it in paperback or on the Kindle. And once restrictions go down. He hopes to do a pop-up book signing because we can't really see each other face-to-face, but he would do it in libraries and such and things like that. And I think that he's such a good example for the kids his age, and I think that everyone should want to be as inspired as Colby was to write this book. So thank you, Colby, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So don't forget to join in every Monday at 2 p.m. where we're going to have great guests with great topics. This is Sydney Chandler-Monet of Perfect Timing. Hope to see you there.